Peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all the brothers and sisters.
今天下午我们一起要来学习的题目是肢体间团结才有力量。
So the topic we'd like to study this afternoon is the strength of unity from members of one body.
团结才有力量是我们都常常听到，甚至在社会里面都会常常在说的一句话。
So we often hear that you will only have strength when you are unified, and this is something that we hear in the society as well.
这个是正确的。
And this is right.
那尤其是在肢体当中
especially from the members of the body,
我们要团结才能够让这个肢体就是教会发挥出它的力量。
We need to be in unity so that the body can exert its strength.
虽然一样团结都有力量。
Although it is that when we are unified, we have strength.
但是在肢体里面的团结还有在社会团体里面的团结是不一样不同种的团结。
But the unity of the members in the church is different than the unity in the society.
所以首先我们要来了解到底我们肢体这个关系是什么。
So first of all, we need to understand the relationship between the members of the body.
我们来看哥林多前书。
Let us read 1 Corinthians.
在圣经里面把这个肢体的概念把我们讲得非常的明白。
Here explains very clearly the concept of the members of the body.In the Bible.
哥林多前书
First Corinthians
12章
Chapter 12
12节到27节
Verse 12 to verse 27
哥林多前书12章12节到27节
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12 to verse 27
这个就是在讲一体的概念
Here it talks about the concept of unity
他把教会里面弟兄姐妹的关系就用这个一体的概念来比喻来让我们更加了解
It used the concept of unity to describe the relationship between brothers and sisters within the body of the church
我们会发现教会这个团体跟外面社会里面的团体公司的团体不一样
So we, through this we'll realize that the body, the organization of the church is different than the organizations in the society
我们看12节
Let us read verse 12
就如身子是一个却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。13
Verse 13.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。14
Verse 14.
身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。15
Verse 15.
设若脚说我不是手所以不属乎身子他不能因此就不属乎身子16
16.
设若耳说我不是眼所以不属乎身子他也不能因此就不属乎身子17
Verse 17.
若全身是眼从哪里听声呢若全身是耳从哪里闻味呢18
18.
但如今神随自己的意思把肢体俱各安排在身子上了19
Verse 19.
若都是一个肢体身子在哪里呢20
Verse 20.
但如今肢体是多的身子却是一个21
Verse 21.
眼不能对手说我用不着你头也不能对脚说我用不着你22
Verse 22
不但如此身上肢体人以为软弱的更是不可少的23
Verse 23
身上肢体我们看为不体面的越发给他加上体面不俊美的越发得着俊美24
Verse 24
我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰但神配搭着身子把加倍的体面给那有缺欠的肢体25
Verse 25
免得身上分门别类总要肢体彼此相顾26
Verse 26
若一个肢体受苦所有的肢体就一同受苦若一个肢体得荣耀所有的肢体就一同快乐27
Verse 27
你们就是基督的身子并且各自做肢体阿们 哦，在这边讲得非常的清楚明白，我们弟兄姐妹就是基督的肢体。
So here it clearly tells us that the brothers and sisters belong to the members of the body.
哦，就是基督的身子，而且是各在这个身子里面各做肢体。
We belong to the body of Christ, and we are part of the members of this body.
这个身体的成立呢，不是由人意而产生的。
The establishment of the body is not through human will,
而是借着神的旨意。
But rather through the will of God,
借着圣灵的力量。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
哦，在这边说到，不论是犹太人，不论是希腊人。
Here it says whether Jews or Greeks,
就是不分人种。
Which means, it does not distinguish the race.
不论是为奴的，是自主的，就是不论在社会的地位，资产有多少。
Or whether slaves or free, which is, it does not matter what sort of status you have in the society.
都是借着这个圣灵受洗，成了一个基督的身体。
And that through baptism and through the one spirit, we have been baptized into one body in Christ.
好，所以今天在公司的地方。
So today in our companies, in our jobs,
可能在公司里面有些人他能够为公司做很多的事情，那有些人做比较少事情。
Some people may do more work than others.
甚至给公司带来亏损。
Some people may even bring a loss to the company.
那在裁员的时候就赶快把这个给公司带来亏损的炒掉了。
And so during the time of layoff, then they will lay off those who bring a loss to the company.
那下次在请人的时候就要小心的面试。
And so the next time they hire, they will be more careful in their interviews.
看看说这个人到底是给公司带来好处，还是有可能给公司带来坏处。如果带来坏处的，就不要这个人了。
And so they will see if a person will bring any benefit to the company or not, and they will fire the one who does not bring any benefit.
这个是社会上的团体。
So this is the organizations in the society.
能够给这个团体带好处的，才把他拉进来。
Only those who can bring benefit to the organization will be brought in.
这个团体的人才接受他。
And only then will they be accepted by the organization.
看他没有给带来团体好处，就把他踢走了。
But those who do not bring any benefit will be cast away.
但是在主的教会不是这样子。
But in the church of God, it is not like this.
今天我要受洗不是说看看你能不能够为教会做什么，可以奉献多少钱，然后才可以受洗，不是这样子。
So today it is not whether we look at a person what they can do for the church or how much money they can offer, then we baptize them.
今天我们就是传福音。
But today we preach the gospel.
如果这个人领受了福音，
if this person receives the gospel,
相信了，
and they believe,
愿意受洗顺服，
and they're willing to be baptized and submit to it,
教会就洗礼。
Then we can baptize them in the church.
这就是神拣选他。
It is God who chose them.
神带领这个人来到教会里面，借着圣灵的洗，借着洗礼，借着圣灵进入到了基督的身体里面，成为基督身体的一份子。
God has led them to the body through their baptism through one spirit that they come to become part of this body of Christ.
我们都是这样子进来的。
That was also how we came in.
我们今天能够在这里是基督身子的一部分，这是一个恩典。
Today we are able to be here, it is because of the grace and blessing which God has given us to be part of this. 今天
主耶稣把我们左右亲爱的弟兄放在同样这个地方，这个是主耶稣给我们的恩典。
And the Lord Jesus has put the brothers and sisters we see around us at this place with us, it is because of his grace.
你没有办法选择说，这个弟兄常常给我带来烦恼，不要他。
So we cannot think to ourselves that, this a brother always causes me problems, We should just ignore.
因为一开始这个团体的组成就没有说所谓的要或不要，不是我们做决定，而是神做决定。
Because from the very beginning of the establishment of this body, it is not up to us to say whether or not we want it, but it is God who makes the decision.
就好像今天你生出来手是长得这样子，这个是就是神给你的嘛。
For example, the way we are born today, this is how we are. This is what God gave us.
那在这个肢体在身体里面呢在这边有特别的观念，就是说各做肢体，一个身体但是有很多的肢体。
So the concept here is that there is only one body but there are many members.
而且每一个肢体不一样。
And every member is different.
虽然是同一个身体，但是不是说每一个人都要一样。
Although it belongs to one body but does not mean that everyone is the same.
如果每个人都一样，功能都一样，那这个就不叫身体了。
Because if everyone is the same or has the same function, then that is not a body.
就是什么？就是你如果都是眼睛或都是耳朵，那这个就不是人了，这个是怪物。
If we're all eyes or all ears, then this is not human, this is monster.
所以在这边说，要是一个肢体就是怎么样，有不一样的部位，然后合在一起，它就能够发挥出它的功能。
And so through one body, when we have many members carry out its own function, then we will complete this body.
哦，所以说在这边十五节、十六节这边说，有人说，你看我跟他这么不一样，怎么可能是同一个肢体？
So as it says in verse 15 and 16, some may say that I am so different than this, than him. How can we be of the same body?
我们怎么能够，我们完全不一样嘛？一个是眼睛，一个是耳朵。我们做事方式也不一样。
We are completely different. One is an eye, with the other is an ear. So we do things differently.
保罗说这个完全没有问题，本来就应该不一样，眼睛跟耳朵本来就应该不一样。
But Paul said this is not a problem because that in fact, there is a difference. An eye is different than an ear.
哦，是你虽然不一样，但是这个就是神的意思，要让你们不一样。
And although you are different, this is of God's will that you are different.
不一样不是自己决定的。
It is not us who decided to be different.
哦，你看十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
神随着自己的意思，神的意思，把肢体各具安排在身上，就是给我们各种各样不同的恩赐。
So God has set the members, each one of them, of the body, just as He pleased. So He has given us different functions, different gifts.
哦。随神的意思，神的安排。
It is according to what is pleasing to God, according to His arrangement.
所以我们这个身体不一样，没有关系。
So it is fine if we are different.
就是因为不一样，这个才是身体。
It's because we are different that makes up the body.
好，第一样的话就很奇怪了，要不一样才是。
It will be strange if everyone is the same.
好，但是在这个神的肢体这个团体呢，还有一个特别的地方，就是说。人以为软弱，二十二节，人以为软弱的更加是不可少的。
But what is special about this body is, as it says in verse 22, that those who are weaker are actually necessary to be in this body.
比较不体面的，你越加给他变为体面。
And those who are unpresentable, or less honorable, we bestow greater honor on them.
不俊美的地方，你会花更多的功夫帮他装饰，让他能够。
In the areas that are unpresentable or not as beautiful, we put more effort into making it more beautiful.
这个就是一体的观念。
That is the concept of unity in one body.
让二十五节让这个肢体当中互相的照顾。
So that, as it says in verse 25, within the body we should care for one another.
这个是我们今天在教会应该有的一个关系。
This is the relationship that we should have in the church today.
我们看到弟兄姐妹的软弱。
When we see the weaknesses of brothers and sisters,
互相扶持。
Then we should support each other.
我们有我们软弱的地方，他们也扶持。
We have our own weaknesses and they also support us.
要互相彼此的相顾，这个是神特别故意安排的。
And so we have to care for one another and this is especially arranged by God.
神给你这方面多一点恩赐，就是让你用这个恩赐来扶助，来补贴。那个比较缺少、比较软弱的弟兄姐妹。
God has given us various talents and gifts so that we can complement and to support or supply the lacking of the brothers and sisters who are weak.
那如果在二十六节这边又有一个很特别的
，Verse 26 also talks about
有一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
And if one member suffers.All the members suffer with it, or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
哦，这个用身体我们就很能够明白啊。你一个地方好像你牙齿痛，你全身就不舒服啊，你就睡不着了。
We can understand this from our own bodies. For example, if we have a toothache, then we will be uncomfortable. We will not be able to sleep.
哦，尤其那个牙医他又还没开门呢。
Especially when the dentist's office has not opened yet.
有一次真的牙齿痛得很厉害啊。
One time I had a really severe toothache.
我打电话给我的牙医生。
So I called my dentist.
牙医生啊，你可不可以看看我
？I said, "Oh, doctor, can you examine me?"
他说好了，明天。他说明天呢、啊，明天我把你排进来。
And he said, "Oh, all right, tomorrow, I'll schedule a time for you tomorrow."
我那时候是晚上打给他，因为我真的很痛啊。
But it was nighttime that I called him because I really was in great pain.
那天晚上都没有睡觉。
And I was not able to sleep that night.
赶快明天早上就赶快跑去看他。
So the early the next day, I went to see him.
好，那所以真的一个地方苦，你全身就苦啦。
So indeed, if one area of your body suffers, the whole body suffers.
是这样子的，身体我们都有这样子的一个体会。
And that is the way. That is what we experience in our own bodies.
但是在教会里面，我们是否有这样子的体会呢
？But in the church, do we experience the same thing?
看到我们的弟兄姐妹在苦
，When we see our brothers and sisters who are in suffering,
看到他们在伤心
，When we see that they are in sorrow,
我们是否有心里面 从心里面感受到一个伤心呢？
Do we also feel sorrow from within our hearts?
我们是否有分享这一份苦呢？
Do we share in the suffering?
像我们最近就一直在为我们知道一些在病痛当中的姐妹们代祷。
So, you know, recently we've been praying for our sisters who are ill.
哦，我当中可能有些人认识，有些人不认识这些姐妹。
Among us, some may know these sisters, or some may not.
哦，可能温哥华的我们比较认识，那多伦多的可能就比较远，就比较不认识。
Most of us may know the sister from Vancouver, but most of us may not know the sister from Toronto.
虽然我们自己没有见过她。
Although we have not seen them,
但是我们听到这个消息。
But when we hear about the news,
我们知道这个消息。
When we heard about this,
是我们的姐妹。
It's one of our sisters.
哦，这边讲的议题不是卡加利教会议题哦，是整个真耶稣教会议题哦。
And so when we look at here, when it says one body, it is not referring to our church in Calgary, but it refers to the whole church.
好，我们在为他们祷告的时候，我们是不是有打从心里面为他来难过
？So when we pray for them, do we feel sorrow? Also feel sorrow for them from our hearts.
哦，这个是在圣经里面。保罗想要借着道理要让我们了解要让我们感受的
And this is what Paul wanted us to experience and understand from the teachings in the Bible
有苦难我们大家要感受到这一份苦难
That when we are in suffering that we should share and feel this suffering
好像是为自己祷告这样子努力来为他祷告
That we should pray for others as if we would be praying for ourselves
好，那在这个肢体里面互相照顾
And that within this body we shouldcare for one another.
我们卡加利教会也有这样子的一个体会。
And so in Calgary, we also have this experience.
现在我们要买购买教会。
We are about to purchase a chapel.
很多弟兄姐妹可从世界的各地，他们从加拿大的各地，从世界的各地，他们也都在为我们祷告，也都有尽很多的一个奉献。
And we see our brothers and sisters.Whether locally or from around the world, they pray for us and they also contribute to us.
让我们真的感受到圣经里面的这个道理，今天在真耶稣教会里面在发现出来。
And we also
在体会出来，在 manifest.
And we also experience that
显现出来。
This teaching here is manifest itself in our True Jesus Church today.
好，能够一起同苦，而且同乐。
And that we are able to suffer together as well as rejoice together.
哦，这个是我们肢体当中的关系。
So this is the relationship that we have within the body.
跟世界的团体不一样。
It is different than organizations of the world.
哦，你肢体里面如果一个软弱的地方，你不是把它，你不是去打它骂它，你是怎么样？你会去爱护它，照顾它。
So in the church, when there is an area that has a problem, you do not try to rebuke it or hit it.Or beat it, but you will try to care about this part.
好，那因为你知道，你照顾他，他能够休养，他就会回复嘛，因为他是主的身体，就好像你的身体，他会回复。
So you care about this part, then it will be healed.
他现在在受伤当中，在软弱当中，你更要爱他，更要加倍的照顾他。
And right now they're in a hurt, so we need to spend more effort and time to care for them.
加倍的宽容他。
And we need to have more tolerance and acceptance.
这个是我们肢体的关系啊。
So this is the relationship of one body.
好，那第二个部分就是这个肢体，所以我们既然是一个团体，也是要团结，我们才会有力量。
And so, since we are of one body, we need to be united together in order to have strength.
团结才有力量。
We need to be connected together to have strength.
我们看那个叫做传道书。
Let's read Ecclesiastes.
传道书第四章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
传道书四章九到十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to verse 12.
传道书四章第九节到十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to verse 12.
第九节。两个人总比一个人好，因为两人劳碌同得美好的果效。十。
Verse 10.
若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起他来，这人就有祸了。十一。
Verse 11.
再者，两人同睡就都暖和，一人独睡怎能暖和呢？十二。
Verse 12.
有人攻胜孤身一人，若有两人便能抵挡他，三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
Nine. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Verse 10. For if they fall, one will lift up.His companion, but woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Verse 11. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm, but how can one be warm if, Can one be warm alone? Verse 12. Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken.
好，阿们。好，在这边有四节讲到了团结的一个力量。
So these four verses talk about the power and strength of unity.
团结的好处。
The benefits of unity.
好，我们来看哈，从第九节这边说，两人劳碌同得美好的果效。
It says in verse 9, firstly, that two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor.
哦，两人劳碌同得美好的果效。
So two, labor and they get the reward.
我们在圣经里面看到很多这样子的例子啊。
And we see a lot of examples like this in the Bible.
好像摩西跟亚伦。
For example, Moses and Aaron.
他跟他的哥哥配合得非常好。
That he and his brother worked together very well.
好，摩西说：“哎呀，我是左口笨舌的，我不知道要怎么讲话。”
So Moses said, "I am slow of tongue and slow of speech. I do not know how to speak."
好，那神说：“好吧，那我再就让你的哥哥配合你。”
And so God said, "Then I will let your brother help you."
哦，给他口才。
To give him the eloquence.
哦，那你跟他讲，然后他再去跟法老讲，或者再跟百姓讲。
And so, that he would, speak to Pharaoh before speaking to the people.
哦，有些人可能真的他比较内向，有些人比较外向。
Some people are introverts, some people are extroverts.
哦，但是两个人，他们两个在一起出去工作，好像摩西跟亚伦，那他们就能够把这个以色列百姓带出去的这个工作把它做好。
But when two of them work together, they are able to lead the Israelites just like Moses and Aaron.
哦，他们一起去看法老。
And both of them went to see Pharaoh.
哦，把杖放下去，摩西说，亚伦就把杖放下去，哦，那个杖就变蛇了。然后再拿，哦，再拿起来就又变杖了。
It's like when Moses had to put out the staff, then he put out the staff and it became a snake, and when he took it back up, it became a staff again.
哦，所以这两人一起劳碌就能够把这个工做成，而且一起分享这个劳碌，就能够一起造成这个美好的果效。
And so when two labor together, they are able to bring forth a good reward and a result.
哦，有时候一个人他劳碌，结果后来可能他力量不够啊。
Sometimes when people are working alone, they may not have enough strength.
好像有一次亚伦他要摩西要到山上去祷告。
It's like one time when Moses went up to the mountain to pray.
他特别带了亚伦，还要多带一个，还要带户珥啊。
And he brought Aaron as well as Hur.
他祷告祷告，结果手没有力了。
He was praying and his arms became weak.
哦，他们下面那个约书亚带领百姓在征战。
And so, below the mountain, Joshua is leading the people in battle.
哦，他什么时候手举起来，什么时候战胜，什么时候手放下来，什么时候他们就败退。
Whenever his arms was lifted up, then they were victorious. Whenever his arms, hung down, then or he let down his arm, then they lost.
摩西他也知道，所以他一直要撑着把手撑在上面。
So, Moses knew this, so he had to continue to keep his arms lifted.
他八十几岁了，他手撑不住那么久啊。
But he's in 80s years old, and he could not lift his arm up very long.
哦，就算我们在这边年轻人，你要撑着好几个小时也不简单啊。
Even for young people, it will be very difficult to lift your arm up for several hours.
可是那个时候有亚伦跟户珥帮助他。
But at that time, there was Aaron and Hur to help.
找一个石头给他坐下。
And he found a rock for him to sit down.
哦，然后拿两一人扶着一只手，让他两只手一直撑到日落，就撑到打胜仗为止。
And each supported his arm, and all the way until they were victorious.
哦，所以团结互相帮助，真的力量就出来了。
Indeed, when we are united to help each other, then we will have the power.
有时候神就是这么奇妙。
And sometimes God is miraculous this way.
神，你会想说，神如果要让以色列赢，为什么不要让摩西的手很有力量就好了，对不对？
If God wanted the Israelites to win, he could have just allowed Moses or given Moses the strength, very strong arms.
而且很简单啊，对神来说。
Because that is very easy for God.
摩西到120岁的时候，眼睛都没有昏花哦。
Because when Moses was 120 years old, his eyes were not dim.
而且头脑很清醒。
And his mind was still very
clear. 神也可以让摩西大力气啊，你可以一直撑在那边啊。
God could have allowed Moses to be very strong that he continued to lift up his arms.
或者是一次一只手就好了。
Or even just lift up one arm.
哦，你说一只手举起来，然后一只手休息嘛，那等一下再换另外一只手，这个都可以一个人就可以做好的。
Or God could have allowed him to just raise only one arm, and while the other arm is resting, and when he's tired, he can switch arms.
但是神就是很奇妙。
But God is very miraculous.
他就是不要这样子。
He did not want it to be like this.
他就是要你们合作，要他们合作。
He wanted them to cooperate to work together.
让摩西祷告。
So to help Moses pray.
好，然后亚伦户珥在旁边帮他。
And Aaron and Hur were helping him.
那这样子，这个祷告的功夫 才能做出一个美好的果效。
And only then were they able to, his prayer was fruitful.
我们的神就是这样子。
And God is like this.
所以今天也是一样啊。
So that is the same for us.
有些圣工当然说，我们说我们要靠神，这个没错，一定要靠神。祷告就是在靠神嘛。
Of course, when we're doing sacred work, we need to rely on God. When we pray to Him, we are relying on Him.
但是有时候神就是安排让我们不是一个人能够完成的这个工作。
But sometimes God arranges it so that only one person is not able to accomplish this.
就好像一个肢体，有左手、右手、眼睛。你要打一个羽毛球，你整个要眼睛看，然后你要对准你手打过去，他才打得回去吗？
And so just like when we're playing sports or badminton, when we are trying to hit a ball, we need a coordination between our eyes and our arms so that we can hit the ball.
你如果只有手或者只有眼睛，你也打不到羽毛球啊。
And so if we are just relying on only our eyes or just our arms, then we cannot play.
所以我们今天教会的圣工也是如此。
And that is the same with the sacred work today in the church.
当然都是靠圣灵。
Of course, we rely on the Holy Spirit.
但是我们各自发挥自己的功用。
But each and every one of us should exert our own functions.
两人，这边当然是两人，可是这意思就是复数，多人一起劳碌，同得就会更好的果效。
So here it says two, which is plural, are better than one, and that they have a good reward for their labor.
哦，因为今天神所教给我们的功课就是要两人以上才能够完成的。
Because the lesson and the tasks which God has given us wants us to learn is ones that can be accomplished.By two or more people.
肢体的关系是一体的关系，要靠着这个身体要一起去做才能够完成的。
Because of the relationship of us being members in this body, that we need to work together in order to accomplish the work.
那在这个团体当中，这边说到第十节，就是跌倒，那这人可以扶起他的同伴。那如果孤身跌倒，没有人扶起他来，这人就有祸了。
And next in verse 10 is that if they fall, then one will lift up his companion, but woe to him who is alone when he falls.
这个就是在一个肢体里面互相担当、互相扶持的一个道理。
This is the teaching regarding supporting and helping each other in the body.
哦，我们在那个在亚伯拉罕和罗德身上也是看到。
We can see this in Abraham and Lot.
哦，罗德他被四王五王征战，他们战败以后，他被都掳去了。
Lot was taken captive.After the battle of the five kings and the four kings.
亚伯拉罕他赶快召集壮丁，赶快召集朋友，就一起去把他抢回来。
And Abraham brought with him the strong males of his household and went to fight to bring him back.
后来知道神要毁灭索多玛、俄摩拉。
And later on, he knew that God wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
他特别为那些城祷告。
So he especially prayed for the city.
特别为罗德和他的一家祷告。
And he also interceded for Lot and his family.
后来多次祷告哦。
And he prayed many times.
后来神还是毁灭了这些城市。
But in the end, God still destroyed the city.
但是因为顾念亚伯拉罕。
But because he considered Abraham.
要把罗德和他的一家拯救带出来。
So he delivered and saved Lot and his family.
这个就是互相的扶持，互相的代祷。
This is to support and pray for one another.
罗德就是一直跌倒。
So Lot kept falling.
但是亚伯拉罕有在旁边，就是一直一次再一次的把他扶起来。
But Abraham was next to him, over and over again, he would lift him up.
这个也是一体之间我们应该有的。
And this is also something we should have in this body.
第十一节说，两人同睡就得暖和，一人独睡怎能暖和呢？
Verse 11, again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. How can one be warm alone?
大部分我们这个是在讲夫妻方面的道理。
Usually this refers to the teachings regarding relationship of husband and wife.
真的两人同睡就能够得到暖和。
And indeed, if two lie down together, they will keep warm.
前几天在卡加利我一个人在这边嘛。
A few days ago, I was alone in Calgary.
晚上睡觉的时候都很冷，还要再开暖气啊。
When I was sleeping at night, it was really cold, and I had to turn on the heater.
昨天 Annie 过来了。
But yesterday Annie came over.
很奇妙就暖和了。
And very miraculously, the room became warmer.
就不用开暖气了。
I did not need to turn on the heater.
这个就是神的安排啊。
So this is an arrangement of God.
一个人不能暖和，两个人就能够暖和了。
The one cannot be warm alone, but we need with two, then we can keep warm.
所以神说，能看男人独居不好啊，要造一个配偶帮助他嘛。
So that is why God said it is not good for man to be alone, that He created a helper for him.
所以两人就能够分享这个暖和。
So two can enjoy the warmth.
所以在新约里面我们看到很一些夫妇，尤其是雅居拉、百基拉这一对夫妇。
In the New Testament, we see the couples, for example, Aquila and Priscilla.
这个暖和不是只是说睡觉的时候这个有暖和而已。
So this warmth is not only referring to the warmth that we have when we sleep.
这个暖和也可以等属再来讲属灵上的火热。
But this warmth can also refer to the zeal, in our spirit.
哦，所以夫妻两个人火热，互相的火热起来。
So between a husband and wife, we can both become fervent and zealous.
一个热一个冷的，那在一起怎么样？后来这个冷的也要热起来了。
And so, one may be cool and the other warm, but when they're together, then both can warm up.
是不是？你不会说一个人很冷，一个人你一个热一个冷，你要放在一起，结果后来两个都变冷，不是啊？你放在一起一定是热起来嘛，是不是？
And so usually when you put a cold and a warm together,
两个人呢，
when two people come together, one is zealous, one is not, then both will become zealous.
你如果放两块石头，它就会一起冷下去。但是两个人的话，它会热起来。
You put two rocks together, then it will cool down. But
对，你如果两个石头，对不？它会越来越冷嘛。但是两个人的话，它会越来越热。
So you put two very cold stones together, it will become cooler and cooler. But you put two people together, they will become warmer and warmer.
所以如果你夫妻两个人，一个热一个冷，结果后来两个都变冷了，这个代表那个就是石头啊。但是我们不是石头，我们是人。所以两个，你一个热一个冷，你放在一起。要怎么样？很自然的就要越来越热，两个一起热起来。
So as human beings, when we are put together, when one is warm, the other is cool, we can warm up each other.
哦，这个也是一体的概念。
And this is also the concept of being in one body.
圣经里面告诉我们，夫妻的关系就是什么？一体的关系嘛，两人成为一体。
So the Bible tells us the concept of husband and wife is to become one body.
那今天讲到这个肢体之间，教会也是要一体的观念。
So speaking of the church, it also needs the concept of unity within the body.
弟兄姐妹的温暖，弟兄姐妹的热心，也是能够互相的影响。
The warmth and the zeal of brothers and sisters are able to influence each other.
但是从自己的家庭开始。
But we must first start from our family.
好像亚居拉、百基拉。
Just like Aquila and Priscilla.
他们两个热起来了。
When they became fervent,
他们到哪里去就把那个教会那个地方的教会热起来。
And no matter where they went, they were able to cause the church at that place to become fervent.
这个就是就都暖和了，在一起才能暖和起来。
So this is what it means that when they two come together, then they will become warm.
如果常常就是一个人，他就怎样慢慢的冷下去了。
And quite often when a person is alone, then they may slowly cool down.
那最后一个十二节说，那如果有人攻胜孤身一人，那两人就能够抵挡他。
And the next one is that though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him.
哦，所以主耶稣他差派门徒出去的时候都是什么？两个两个的出去。
So when Jesus sent his disciples out, he sent them two, by two.
主耶稣那有七十个嘛？那时候有差派七十个人出去。
At that time, Lord Jesus, sent out 70 of his followers.
你想说，你一次七十个地方，那一定比一次三十五个地方还要快啊！
Of course, if he were to send out 70 people to 70 places, that would be quicker than sending them out to 35 places.
哦，但是不只要快，要好，要做得好。
But what is important is
而且不要损失啊。
What is important is not the speed, but rather that the quality, they have to do the work well.
主耶稣说两个两个出去。
That is why the Lord sent them out to.
让他们两个能够互相提醒，互相扶持，互相帮忙。
So that they could help each other, they could remind each other.
哦，所以这七十个回来，哇，都得到很好的收获。
So that when the 70 returned, they all was reaped the great benefits.
所以说一个一个派出去，可能七十个出去，不到七十个回来啊。
If they were sent out one by one, then even though 70 went out, not all 70 may have returned.
哦，可能他做一做觉得太难了，做不下去了，对不对
？Maybe some felt that the task was too difficult and had given up.
哦，没有做不到果效。
And so in the end, there would be no result.
或者是他跌倒了，但是没有同伴啊，他就。倒在那边啊，起不来啊。
Or if a person has fallen, he does not have a companion, so he's unable to stand up.
或者他太冷了，冷淡下去了。
Or his faith grew cold.
哦，所以主耶稣都是两个两个出去。
So Jesus sent them out in pairs.
那我们今天肢体也要这个概念。
And today in this body, we have to have this concept as well.
我们弟兄姐妹互为肢体。
That brothers and sisters are all together to make up this body.
那我们互为肢体，彼此的尊重。
And so within this body, we respect each other.
我们彼此的需要。
And we need each other.
要能够有互相的配合，互相的团结，才能够做好神要我们所做的圣工。
We need to complement each other. We need to be connected and work together. And then we are able to accomplish God's work.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
126首。
Hymn 126.